it's Lisa. Thanks for checking out the podcast today on the show. Ryder denies me access to the internet before we turn the microphones on. I'm super emotional right now. I don't know what's wrong with me. I should check my cycle app. Also, we talk about why you deserve to be on the naughty or nice list.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
I shouldn't be allowed to use a computer before our first break.
Why?
Because I'm crying.
What did you... Oh, my God. What did you watch this time?
Jimmy Kimmel giving that emotional plea for better health care.
For kids,
and
yeah.
And he brought his son out onto the stage and held him. And
yeah.
And he cried holding his son. Like, I can't handle that. But I get it. It's a powerful message.
Big time. He has done a very good job of, for being kind of a hard-edged late-night host, also opening up about stuff that really hits home. I appreciate it. I appreciate how real he gets on TV once in a while.
Well, and a lot of people probably say, like, well, you're a millionaire. You can afford your kid to get the surgery. But that's not the point he's trying to get across. He's talking to everyone, people that can't afford it.
Right.
He can't imagine what it would be like to not be able to afford to save his child's life.
Yeah. Which a lot of people in the States with new legislation are going to be dealing with. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just can't watch these videos at this hour. It just doesn't work for me.
No internet for Lisa before the show starts. And I get to monitor it from now on, too. Only stuff that will make you cry.
Can I still watch puppy videos?
No, because you cry at those.
Yeah, but they're happy tears.
No, doesn't matter. Time for Lisa's word of the day.
Myrmidon.
That's like a mermaid's pimp.
Myrmidon, a follower of a powerful person, typically one who is unscrupulous or carry. Quit talking to me.
Myrmidon.
What's happening?
Belling you.
What's happening? My phone just glitched.
Should have just went with my answer. It's a mermaid's pimp.
Ryder in the Morning.
Edmonton's hottest music.
Hot 107.
Hot 107.
We're asking you if you've been naughty or nice this year, if you deserve presents or maybe not. 780-107. Feel free to hit us up there or you can call 450-3332.
Hey, we're all adults here. You can admit if you've been naughty. You don't have to act like, oh, I'm good. I'm a good kid. I deserve gifts. No, you're bad. Tell us why.
I deserve to be on the naughty list.
Why? What'd you do? Grinding with your date at the Christmas party. Naughty.
That's not naughty. I was just dancing. I'm
that's just how I dance.
I'm a dancer. No, it was... There were some people in our cul-de-sac that like weren't the friendliest.
Okay.
And the other day they were looking for their dog. And I would just like laid in my house with the window open and barked every once in a while. And
that's
I watched them get really confused. Just a little like... And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, did we hear it?
That's a really good dog impression.
Thank you.
Can I hear that again?
And they got confused, and then I did it again about 10 minutes later. Just kept them going with it. I kept a search on, but I was doing it for my own satisfaction and laughter. So I deserve to be on the naughty list.
Yes, you do.
Mm.
I think I deserve to be on the good girl list. What?
Yeah, okay.
Why do you think otherwise? I'm a sweet angel from heaven.
I saw some of those DM conversations you've been having.
Yeah, can you quit looking over my shoulder when I'm on my phone?
They're interesting. You get pretty intense in them. So why do you deserve to be on the nice list?
Because whenever I know that people are coming over, I always make sure to get like a bunch of food, drinks, bake cookies. I'm pretty much Mrs. Claus. I just don't have a fat husband.
Right.
But I will soon if I keep baking those cookies.
Are you on Santa's naughty list or nice list this year? This text, at Thanksgiving during cleanup, I snuck into the pantry where the trash was so I could scare whoever opened the door next. I totally expected it to be my wife's aunt or mother-in-law. As the door slowly opened, I let out a low but powerful growl. Well, her 80-year-old grandma almost fell down and then grabbed her chest. Fortunately, she was physically fine, meaning no hospital visit required. Unfortunately, she did need a change of clothes, though. Yeah, you're on the naughty list for that one. Oh, you made your wife's grandma poop herself.
You don't know if it was number two.
Sorry, you're right.
Imagine how bad I'm going to be as a grandma with how scared I get now at the age of 22.
I don't want to talk about it. You actually, like, get out of hand angry about
it. Yeah, it's bad.
The one time I scared you and you threw a punch, which is fair, hit me in the face, and then you wound up and were going to punch me again. That, the second punch still bothers me.
We just got a text into 780107 that says, Lisa, you're not 22. You're on the naughty list now for lying.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm 27. What's the difference?
This text. I was at a funeral. My mom's coworker's husband died. At the funeral reception, she was crying. Behind her was a table of cookies. I went over to her while she was being consoled by other ladies and reached over her to get a cookie. I should be on the naughty list.
Well, unless you were offering her a cookie.
I think it would have been really bad if while hugging her, you went for the cookie. Today's words of wisdom come to us from Aris Scott on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm truly home for the holidays until I've taken my parents' phone and said, here, let me show you, at least 25 times.
Yeah. Deb.
Can't wait.
Looking at you, Heather.
It's Recommend Something.
I'm Ryder in the Morning.
Yep, this is where we give you a little suggestion on some things that might make Christmas a little easier for you. That's what we're going with today, is a Christmas-themed Recommend Something.
Oh, you're sick of people that walk too slow in the mall? I got your solution. Put all of your garbage in their bags. They'll learn their lesson.
All right, my turn. I don't know if this is effective or not. I just saw it online a couple days ago, but I want to try it after Christmas is over. Using coat hangers that have, like, the triangle shape to store your Christmas lights so they don't get tangled. Then you can actually hang them up in the back of a closet downstairs in your garage, wherever you hang things up.
So instead of just having it in a nasty pile?
Yeah, exactly. Where you can end up breaking the lights when you're untangling and things like that. Just wrap it around a cone hanger.
Or be super lazy and just never take them down.
Or even put them up. Yeah, this is going to get pretty intense. It has nothing to do with the fact that Lisa wants a dog at my house. And that I'm not going to get one either.
No, it's the other topic that we talk about regularly. Food.
Food, yep. Christmas chocolate and the best of Christmas chocolates. So we need your help, 780107, with just your top choice.
I got my top three.
I've got my top five.
Okay, I can have five too.
Fine.
Fine.
We'll settle with four.
Number four, the chocolate orange.
No, what the hell is wrong with you? That's not on the list.
It's on my list.
But it's not on the official list. Get rid of it right now. It's not going to make the top four.
What?
Milka.
No, because no one knows what that is.
It's a purple-covered chocolate that's big in Eastern Europe and especially big over the holidays, and you can find it at certain petrocans.
When we were flying back from Mexico,
mm-hmm.
I bought a Milka at the airport because you told me that they were so delicious. And you probably thought I was such a sweet angel from heaven for sharing with all of those people that we didn't know in the airport. But really, it's because it was boring. It was boring. I only needed one little chunk.
Yeah, it's time for you to leave.
Number three, Lindt.
That's way higher than three. Number three is Ferrero Rocher.
No, not after that viral video of all those maggots that were coming out of them.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, number two for me has to be After Eights.
Mm.
Yeah.
Don't even make the list.
What?
Well, they're too little.
No way, man. That's why you can eat an entire sleeve guilt-free.
Then how much wrapping paper do you have? Excess wrapping paper. They're useless. They're not chocolatey enough. They're too minty.
No, it's a perfect little pocket for that delicious delight.
Add number two, turtles.
Turtles have gone downhill, man.
No,
they used to be so good, and now they've cheaped out.
This is ridiculous.
They're smaller, and they don't taste the same, and there's not enough caramel in them. Next.
Got a couple suggestions rolling in here that I think you may actually have to put at number one on your list. Those chocolate shells, those are dynamite.
The ones that look like they come under the
shells?
Sea?
Shells? Yes.
Yeah.
Like shells.
Okay, it could be any type of shell.
Like a turtle shell?
Yeah.
No, it's a shell. When you say a shell, people know you're talking about like beach shells.
I feel like those ones are more aesthetically pleasing than what
creamy.
They taste like.
Candy Cane Lindor from Joelle. Thank you for the suggestion, Joelle.
See, someone texted in saying Terry's Mint Chocolate Orange.
No.
Chocolate oranges are so good. Okay, but I'm going to tell you my number one.
Yeah.
Every year, everyone gets a pot of gold.
Mm-hmm.
The best chocolate in the pot of gold is the one with the coconut cream filling.
No, I don't think
so. It's so good.
And then finally, I have number one on my list, Lindor. I mean, you can get them all year round now, but that's how good they are. They're like, whoa, we don't have to just be a specific Christmas chocolate anymore. We can go full year on this.
Yeah, but we're not talking full year. We're talking
they're
Christmas
originally
specific.
A Christmas chocolate. You had them on your list too. Don't come at me now with
that
garbage.
Yeah, but not
garbage.
Number one.
They're number one. 780-107. Oh, Toffifee. I forgot about those.
Ooh, those are pretty good.
Okay, my mouth is watering.
Mm. Sorry, I didn't know the microphone was on. We got a text in saying that there's such thing as a dark Toblerone. So I was just commenting how I'm going to have to try that.
Are you going to order another life-size one at one point? Didn't you get like a... one the size of, like, your arm?
Yeah, it was $200. I don't like to talk about that because there was a really cute guy that was working at the bank, like, a couple days after I purchased it. And mm-hmm. I swear he was looking at what I had purchased recently, and that was the only thing.
So we're asking you what your favorite chocolate is, and it looks like, at this point, the Little Hedgehogs and Lindor are tied for first place.
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting maybe your boss a nice gift, but you don't know what to get them, get the Purdy's Hedgehogs. That song we just played, Feel It Still, was on the latest episode of Riverdale. Ugh. Riverdale, get over yourself. Trying so hard to be relatable. I hate watch every episode.
Yeah, it's like one of those shows where you have to watch it and every third line, you're like, oh my God, that's so tacky.
My favorite thing in the last episode, this isn't a spoiler, but because we all know that Jughead is trying to be really hardcore now, and he stands up to like this older dude that's one of the serpents.
Okay.
And he calls him a little bee in a bar. And he's just owning like this huge group of guys who are badass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're in high school. If I said that to an older person,
yeah,
wearing a leather jacket, I would get my face beaten.
My mom would walk in and grab me by the ear.
Right?
And say, you know, talk to people that are older than you like that.
Like, these kids are in high school and they're like in the bar taking their clothes off.
Yeah.
Dancing on stage. Like, what?
Not a lot of it makes sense.
No, it's awesome.
The concept was so good off the start. And like the first few episodes, I was like hooked. And then it was just like the writers ran out of steam. We've started to add a Christmas song here and there to the playlist, and we're pretty excited about that. So that means we could play some old Rider in the Morning originals.
Yeah, why not?
Christmas songs, if we're adding them, let's do it.
I want a Zippo pot and chips for Christmas.
Face and think.
Only sour cream or ketchup will do.
Sour cream and onion, please.
I don't want a doll. No dinky tinker toy. I want a Zippo pot and chips to play with and get home. I want a Zippo pot and chips for Christmas.
Maybe ketchup.
Santa Claus can come chill if he wants to. I hope he brings some goose or other Christmas juice. Gonna take my shirt off and show everyone my
pizza.
I can see me now on Christmas morning, hanging with my friends. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes and eat nachos in my underwear. I want a Zippo pot and chips for Christmas.
Darn tootin'.
Only sour cream or ketchup or dill.
Maybe harvest cheddar.
Hallucinogenics. We're not watching Life Aquatic. I only want a Zippo pot and chippus. And Zippo pot and chippus want me too.
Oh yeah! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Rider in the Morning.
Trending this hour.
Oh, you know, probably something about Bitcoin that none of us understand. That's probably trending. I don't get it.
You don't understand Bitcoin at all?
I'm trying to. I even tried to watch the documentary on it, and I was like, nope. Nope.
It's just an online currency.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Also trending this hour, Oilers, they're back in action tonight, taking on Columbus, 5 o'clock puck drop in CBJ.
Mmm, Webster's word of the year for 2017 was feminism. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up.
You were saying that there's also stats coming out saying that childcare is growing at a faster rate than inflation in Canada, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know how you would possibly raise a family in certain parts of Canada. Like, Vancouver, I'm pretty sure daycare hovers around the $1,000 per kid mark.
Toronto, like, leads country in the fees, too.
Like, how do you possibly afford? Let's say you have three kids. All of a sudden, you're paying, like, upwards of $3,000 a month for daycare? What? How?
The Liberals have vowed to make childcare affordable for those who need it and can't afford it.
Federally?
Is that where that's just what the news headline says.
Because they're in charge right now, so you'd think that. Get on it then.
Right.
Dads can be a little tough to shop for, almost because they're too easy to shop for. Anything will do. 780107 on the text line. I posted on my Twitter as well, asking if anybody has any good suggestions. Deanne said brewery tour.
Oh, wow.
Hey?
I guess a lot of dads probably haven't experienced that before.
Well, and they like beer for the most part, and it's just so interesting, that much machinery and grain that they use. They'd have so many questions for the brewer.
I love this text. I get my dad a big bag of pistachios every year because he just loves them, but he'll rarely spend the money to buy them for himself. Like, I feel like that's just a dad thing. They love pistachios.
Yeah. And it's those kind of things that dads know are expensive and too expensive that you should do, like good golf balls. Your dad is never going to drop $7 per ball on a case of Titleist Pro V1s, but he'll know how much you dropped on them. Uh-huh. You get him that.
Or a nice 60 of Crown Royal. My dad gets Crown every year.
He gets so excited
when he opens it.
Mm-hmm. Me, I would too.
I love this text. I got my dad a can opener last year. Nothing fancy. It was honestly like $3. And it's all because whenever we go camping, he always forgets a can opener. Either that or it's broken. He never has time to get another one. And I got the biggest hug from him. And I'm over here like, Dad, that was supposed to be a gag gift. But he just appreciated it because it's the thought that counts, right?
Well, and if you've ever heard your dad rant about something, as much as it is the gift that you're getting him, it's the fact that he's actually heard with his ranting. So if he's like, gotta keep losing my damn can opener.
Yeah.
He'll remember that he said that and that you remembered it and it'll mean something.
Probably the best gift you can give your dad is to turn the lights off when you leave a room.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing my dad would be so annoyed at, besides us being loud and annoying in general. But if we were upstairs and the lights were still on downstairs, that and not closing the door properly. The back door properly.
Right.
So those are great gifts as
well. Just keeping track of the power bill every month.
It's true.
A cool gift idea too is like you can get your dad signed up for these monthly things. There's the Carnivore Club.
Right. Which you sends love that one.
Meat. And I think it's $55 a month or somewhere around there. And it sends meat to your door or to your mailbox every month. And I got it once and it was superb. I tried it for a month. I walked around telling everybody how much I liked it. Nobody's signed me up yet, though.
Don't look at me.
But also, there's like Coffee of the Month Club if your dad's
Socks.
A big coffee drinker. Sock of the Month Club. Golf ball.
Ties.
Month ties, yeah.
There's a website you can go to, thinkgeek.com. If you have a really geeky dad that likes weird
little gadgets.
Gadgets and stuff, that's the one website that a lot of people use.
Mm-hmm.
So
back to that can opener one, another one that's very similar. We got a text to 780107 was my dad was ranting about losing his USB cable. So I got him one that glows in the dark and he's just so pumped because he can always find it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. If you live at home, either something homemade or do something that they've been nagging you to do. If you are grown, give us your time. So this is obviously a dad texting in.
Mm-hmm.
My grown children spend time with me and it is the best present ever. I make enough money to buy what I want. Spend a significant amount of time with me. I wallow in your visits. It's the highlight of my life. Also, I still own the stuff they made me as children. They're my treasures. Okay, I can't have
it. Download the Hot 107 app. Get it for free at the App Store.
It's just so nice.
No, sorry, I had to cut you off there.
I know.
You've met your cry quota for the week already, and it's Tuesday. Shopping for Dad. It's easier than it sounds. A gift certificate to Cabela's? Sure, that'll work. My dad, I think, would appreciate tickets to something and then joining him at it. Maybe more so from my other brothers. I kind of annoy him still, but hey, Dad, we're going to the WHL game. They live in Victoria. We're going to the Royals game. He'd just be excited to get off the couch, you know?
We got a text into 780107 that says, Google man crates. So okay. I did. And they're literally crates that just have a bunch of stuff that dudes would like pistachios and a bottle of whiskey and a pair of socks.
Bang.
Yeah.
I saw actually there's a store in West Ed right now that's just gifts for men.
Oh, that's so smart.
It's called the Man Gift Store or something. I think they'll just be set up for the next month.
It's a little pop-up shop.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Sudoku is one of the texts we got. I get him a large book full of Sudoku every year. And he gets done. His goal is to finish it by Christmas. That's from Aaron. I like that answer.
I like this text. I didn't know what to get my husband last year, and I ended up getting him Lululemon pants. He would never shop there, and he ended up loving them. Yep. The men's Lululemon pants, expensive, but they last forever.
Just don't buy off the sales rack. I did that once and thought I could squeeze into a medium and they'd be comfortable. And pretty sure I cut off circulation so bad I wasn't walking proper for about a month.
My dad loves scratch and wins.
Yeah.
Oh, serious. I get him a bag of peanuts, a scratch and win, and he's a happy man for hours.
Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. All right. So there it is. Shopping for Dad. Done. Tomorrow on the show. Mom.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
That was the podcast today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment. Let us know how we're doing, okay? We appreciate you. Talk to you tomorrow.